We are here with Effingham County Blessings in a Backpack. I've got Kelly and Tiffany here in the studio with me today. Did I get your guys' names right?
That's correct.
Excellent. I am on a roll this morning. Anyway, next week is a big week for you guys. But first, let's talk about what exactly is Blessings in a Backpack. You guys help a lot of kids in the area. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Blessings in a Backpack was an organization that was started about 4 years ago to help feed students in our local schools who don't necessarily have enough to eat during the weekends. So we send food home with them every week so that they have something as opposed to nothing until Monday morning when they get back to school.
Now, we were talking before the interview here, and one thing that I did not know about your organization, which is pretty cool, is that you guys do this discreetly, correct?
Correct. We're currently feeding 500 students locally, and what we do is we'll meet every other week and we will package the food in a nice little plastic sack from IGA. We send them to the school. The teachers will sneak them in the students' book bags so that there's no attention drawn to the students.
And it's not because we're ashamed of it or anything, but you guys want to try to maintain kind of some normality for these kids, correct?
Correct. And it's a very confidential program, so...
Very cool. Now, you guys are one of United Way's partners, so
yes,
you do get some funding there.
Correct.
But other than that, you're pretty much, I mean, of course, United Way is community funded as well, but most of your funding does come from the community.
Correct.
Yes.
So we have a lot of private donations, and then we have one event a year that we support, and it is this year it's going to be called the Backpack Bash, and it's going to be at the Keller Convention Center on March the 10th, so we want everyone to mark their dates ahead of time. We're changing up our venue. We're going to do an around-the-world food theme, and we've got a lot of neat things in store, so make sure you mark your calendar for March 10th. It's a Friday evening.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, coming up next week, as I understand, it is National Blessings in a Backpack Week. Let's talk about that. Now, you guys are trying to raise some awareness during that week.
Yep, we are part of a national organization. The national group serves 89,000 students in 48 states. It's about $100 to feed each kid. So we want to just bring awareness to this whole national organization, not just ours specifically, that there is a problem in this country, and we're trying to help fix that. There will be a few smaller events next week. There is a coin collection called Be the Change, and that'll be at certain businesses where you can check our website or our Facebook page and at a few of the churches in town.
And if you can't donate through Feed the Change, they can check out our website. It's effinghambackpack.org, or visit our Facebook page. They can make private donations. They can fill in spots to volunteer. We're always looking for help to either deliver the totes to the schools, pick up the totes and bring them back so that we can refill them on a weekly basis. And then we're also looking for people to help us stuff the food bags on Wednesday evenings at TQW.
And now, if someone wants more information, the best place to find that information is either on Facebook or your website, correct?
Yes.
Very cool. Now, do you guys have anything else going on during National Blessings in a Backpack Week?
We're going to be, the main day is September the 15th, which is celebrating the Nationals event. We are packaging with celebrity packers next week, some people from around the community. I believe the mayor's going to be there to help us out. Other than that, our main goal is to bring awareness to the program. People just don't get what's out there locally and what little that we're able to do for them, but we're trying to make a difference.
Now, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here a little bit, and if you don't have an exact figure, that's cool. But, I mean, just exactly how big of a problem is hunger for kids in this country? Do we have, like, a number? How many kids don't have enough food?
Well, the national organization feeds about 89,000 kids every week, so...
So at least that, plus then more kids who don't have enough food on top of that.
I'm sure the problem's much bigger than we're aware of, but the only way we know about it is when student teacher counselors come forward and ask us for our help.
And that reminds me, if you know, like, let's say you were a parent and you knew that, you know, one of your kids' friends was having issues with hunger, is there a way for them to step forward and say, hey, I'm seeing this. Is there anything you guys can do? How does that work?
You could probably talk to the counselors at whatever school the child goes to, because we work closely with the social workers and counselors at all of the schools to decide who might be in need and go from there.
Okay, very cool. Now, you guys always need volunteers. Where can folks find out more information if they are interested in either donating or helping out with your organization?
Go to www.effinghambackpack.org or like us on Facebook.
Okay, that was Tiffany and Kelly from Blessings in a Backpack. Thank you so much, guys, and good luck with your National Blessings in a Backpack Week.
Thank you.